to read a verse, first of all, from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 19. Praise the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost, and I'm very, very thankful that Jesus is here. And thank you for coming also tonight. Amen. I just want to let you know we'll not be here Sunday or next week. We'll be coming back a week from Saturday. We're going to Lubbock to spend some time with our daughter and make repairs on her house. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what you get for being a daddy, huh?
That's right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Take time off to go work on the house. That'd be fun. But we'll enjoy it anyway. So that we'll have our telephone, of course. We'll be as close as your telephone is. So feel free if you have a need, you can call us. Amen. But if, the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 19, the scripture said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. But my thought tonight, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart.
Yeah.
Amen. God likes singing. He must. Amen. Do you know what the longest book in the Bible is?
Yes.
Psalms. You know what psalms are? Songs. A compilation of 150 songs. And that's the longest in the whole book. And it's right smack dab in the middle of your Bible. Amen. God likes singing. And he doesn't care really how good your voice is.
That's right.
Now, somebody else might, but God does.
God does.
You know, some people sing it to treat. Other people sing it to treatment. Amen. But nonetheless, God likes singing. He loves it when we sing. He loves it when we sing his praises. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so, you can be like the Colombians, you know. If they couldn't sing well, they just sing louder.
Yes.
What they made up in quality, they made up in
volume.
Quantity.
Yes.
And volume. Amen. Same with instruments.
Right.
Amen. First conference we went to, they were so proud. It was the first general conference they'd ever had drums. So they finally got drums to the conference. They were so excited. Our whole convention sound system had 12 channels and 12 microphones. 8 of them were on the drums. I said, we can't have this. No. Amen. We got to redo this. Amen. But they were going to make a joyful noise.
They were joyful.
Amen. And they did. Amen. The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. Amen. Singing. I want to talk to you tonight about some Bible songs. Amen. Some Bible songs. You know, the thing about music, somebody said, I've never found this anywhere else, but Brother Kilgore said it. And, you know, Brother Kilgore, he's, you know, it's almost like scripture. Amen. And I don't know where he got it, but he said that the Hebrew word for music comes from a word that means to travel. And I think that's true. Now, I don't know what the word is, and I don't know about its etymology, but I do know this. I do know that the soul travels to music. Now, I know that. God knows that. And the devil knows that. When people play music, something happens to you. I can be sitting in Pizza Hut, minding my own business, and there's some ungodly music going on that I'm trying to turn out, and my foot's going. You too, huh? And I think, what am I doing? Amen. Music, it affects us. Our soul travels on music. I think I said one time that when we first got to South Texas, we were real poor, and we had this radio that would pick up one station. That's it, one station, an AM station. That was the only station we could get. And it was a country and western station. And I don't know why, but every morning, the same song came on every morning when the alarm went off. And I can still tell you what it said. I didn't like it. As soon as we got a payday, I went and got another radio. But I still remember Big Mabel Murphy, Love Little Melvin. I still know that to this day. Amen. Because music, it affects us. It affects us. You think, well, it doesn't affect me. Oh, yeah, it does. Amen. That's what Campbell Soup is. God. Amen. Yeah, and there's those little jingles. Why do people pay millions of dollars to advertise with these little jingles? Because it gets in your head. And you remember those things. And when you go to buy something, it reaches out and it'll cause a little jingle in your head. Did you know that they play music to make chickens lay more eggs and cows gain more weight? They do. Did you know that they play music in a restaurant? Have you ever noticed at noon when you go in a restaurant, the music's fast because they want you to eat and get out of there? But when it's nighttime and they want you to spend a lot of money, they slow it down. Because unconsciously, you're moved by music. Even when you don't know it, you're being moved by music. Music puts people in a romantic mode. It puts people in a drinking mood. It can put people in a violent mood. It can do all kinds of things with music. We know that. God knows that. And the devil knows that. So you're going to be careful what you listen to. I've heard people say, well, I'll just listen to the music. Well, even that can get you going. It can, you know, there are certain kinds of music that in certain areas of the country where a lot of this stuff comes from, they'll listen and they just play just music, just drums and rhythm instruments, and they get such a tempo that they fall out in trances. And it's not the Holy Ghost. It's not the Holy Ghost. The music affects them to that extent. So no words, just music. Amen. And then there's people like me that really listen to words. And sometimes that gets you in trouble. You don't want to listen to words. And because some of the words are awful. But I want to talk to you tonight about the songs of heaven. Amen. There's some good songs. The Bible's full of songs. And I certainly wouldn't try to preach the whole 150 Psalms tonight. But I'd like to touch on perhaps a few less well-known songs. There's some songs here that the Bible talks about, but we don't mention those as often. One of the first songs in the Bible is mentioned in the book of Exodus, chapter 15. I believe it was a spontaneous song. I believe it was a prophetic song. It was born in the heart of Moses. Soon after, as a matter of fact, while Israel was still walking around stunned as they looked at the dead faces of Pharaoh and all of his captains and the army that was pursuing them, because God had led Israel through the Red Sea. And then the army, as they pursued them, he closed the sea upon their enemies and drowned them in the same waters that he had led Israel safely through. And as they stood there stunned at the victory of God and the great destruction that was wrought upon his enemy, that was born in the heart of Moses, and he began to sing this song. Verse 1, chapter 15, Exodus. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel. Now, how did they know this song? Brother Sism went to the country of India, and during their election of their national leader, they were moving from a missionary-led fellowship to a national-led fellowship. And that's a wonderful step. And so they had held an election, and they had elected a man to lead the church in India. And on the platform, Brother Sism there, he knows Urdu, and there was Brother Urshan, some other dignitaries, and all of a sudden this beautiful spirit swept over the congregation, and the entire congregation began to sing this song. And Brother Sism was stunned for a moment. And he turned around to Brother Urshan, and he said, "Brother Urshan, do you know what's happening right now?" He said, "No, what?" He said, "This entire congregation is singing one song, and they're singing in tongues." Thousands of people, and they were singing the same song under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Now, I don't know if that's what happened here, but I kind of wonder if it might have been, because Moses started singing and all the children of Israel started singing. And they started singing this song, and their song said, "I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation." By the way, the word salvation there in Hebrew is Yeshua. He has become my Jesus. Hallelujah. Jehovah has become my Jesus. That's what they're singing. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war, and the Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together, and the flood stood upright as a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, "I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them." That is, blow with thy wind, the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestinia. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them by the greatness of thine arm. They shall be as still as a stone till thy people pass over, O Lord, till thy people pass over, which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea. And the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. And the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. That's a long song. Amen. But they sang it. Do you know what this song contains? It contained the answer. And it contained truth. Because you know what? Well, you read the book of Joshua chapter 2 and you'll find out this is exactly how people thought. All of the inhabitants of Canaan that they were afraid of were terrified of them because of this very thing that had happened, because it got all, it went all through the region about what God had done to Pharaoh and his army. And they said, our God can't handle that. There's no God like the God of Israel. And they were ready just to let them pass through. But they didn't listen, did they? They allowed fear to override their faith. And they died in the wilderness, not receiving their inheritance because of their fear. Amen. But a song of redemption, amen. A song of faith. A song of victory. A song of triumph. Amen. We need to sing that kind of song. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's important that we sing songs. You ever make up songs? How many of you make up songs? It's okay. You can raise your hand. You don't have to sing them. I'm not going to make anybody stand up and sing them tonight. Amen. Sometimes I just like to make songs up as I go along. Some of them are pretty good. Some of them are not. Amen. If you heard them, you might not like them, but I'm not singing to you anyhow, so it wouldn't matter. Amen. You're just singing to the Lord. Sometimes it rhymes, sometimes it doesn't. Amen. But I'm just making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. It's a good thing to sing songs. Amen. It's a good thing to sing. The Bible tells us to sing unto the Lord. Amen. There's the song of Miriam. Now, it's a whole lot shorter than Moses' song. But it was a song nonetheless. And the women, while the guys were singing that song, the ladies went over and they got timbrels. And they got, what do you call those things? Tambourines. And they started beating tambourines and they started dancing. And this was their song. They started singing and they said, sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have he thrown into the sea. And that was all there was of their song. But they were singing. Praise God. And amen. Brother, what is it? Brother Tenney talks about 7-11 songs. He said it's got 7 words in them. We sing it 11 times. 7-11 songs. But I like some of 7-11 songs. It just depends. There's some songs that we used to sing one song, you sing it a whole lot, and it's consisted of one word. Hallelujah. Isn't that a beautiful song? Hallelujah. And we sang that. And I still sing that. And that's probably, 40 years ago? And we're still singing it. Just one word. Praise the Lord. It's okay. But see, some songs have a lot of words. I'm one God, absolute tongue talking to the Lord. That one had a whole bunch of words, more than I can even remember. Amen. It was a good song. I liked it. Amen. And then we just got one word songs. We got 7-11 songs. We got off of the wall songs. Amen. We sing off the wall. You know, we sing out of a songbook. Now we sing off the wall. Amen. And that's okay too, isn't it? You know why I like singing off the wall songs? Because you're not holding a songbook and you can clap your hands. And you can raise your hands. And you can praise the Lord. Amen. So even if it's in the songbook, we can sing it off the wall. And it works better. Amen. Sing unto the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So whether it's a long song or a short song, doesn't make any difference. And the songs just seem to fit. I remember Sister Davis testifying right after I became pastor here, how that after her son passed away so young, and she didn't know how she was going to make it. But every day, the Lord gives her a song. Every day. Every day. That's just the way God is. Amen. And that song helps you get through. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's important that we sing. Amen. It's not so important that how skillfully. It's not everybody's talent, but it's a privilege to sing unto the Lord, whether you really know or not. And then the Bible has a lot of Bibles, Revelation songs. We talk about a beautiful song that somebody wrote not too long ago, and they called it the Revelation Song. And I like that. It's a beautiful song. But there are really some Revelation songs. And these are the songs that actually are going to be sang in heaven. And we talk about the angels singing. Dottie Rambo taught that song. She said, Mama's teaching angels how to sing. But I don't think so. Sweet thought. Nice thought, but I don't think so. Did you know that the Bible never talks about angels singing? I don't know if angels can sing or not. But they never have in Scripture. The times we talk about angels singing, the Bible says they were saying. They weren't singing, they were saying. Now, I hope angels can sing. I that'd be all right with me. Amen. And maybe Dottie Rambo's mom will teach them to do it. I don't know. Doesn't matter. I don't know if they can sing or not. But I just know one thing. I want to be able to sing when I get to heaven. It's kind of like the guy. He has the doctor. He's getting ready to have open heart surgery. He said, Doc, he said, when I get through with the surgery, will I be able to play golf? He said, well, sure you will. He said, great. I never have been able to before. So maybe singing's like that. Amen. If you don't get to sing here, maybe you'll get to sing up there. Amen. So nonetheless, the Bible talks about the songs of heaven. And it begins, John starts out. Now, I don't know if this is a complete song, but it's a doxology. A doxology comes from two Greek words, doxa, which means glory, and logos, which means word. So it's glory words, or words of glory. Words of glory to God. That's what a doxology is. And so John starts out the book of Revelation, chapter 1, as he begins to write, he starts out with a doxology. A double doxology. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 4, in John to the seven churches which are in Asia, listen how he starts, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and was and which is to come. And who is that? Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. For he hath triumphed, I got my wrong song, let me get, from the four spirits, are the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who's the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I don't know if John was singing that, but that's a song. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I like that. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and honor. Hallelujah. Dominion forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a song. And then the next time that we find a song in the Scripture is Revelation chapter 4. Now, let me just kind of set what's going on here. John's in heaven. And they're before the beautiful throne. The beautiful throne of God. And he sees a lot of things, but one of the things he notes is that there are these four outstanding living creatures. Now the Bible calls them beasts in the King James, but it comes from the word Zoa, which means living ones. And one of them seems to represent wild animal life. He looked like a lion. And another one of them seemed to represent the domesticated life, because he looked more like a cow. And then another one looked like a flying, like an eagle, like a bird. And the other one looked like a human. So they represented all of animate life. Amen. And you know what they were singing? They were singing a song of redemption. Did you know when Jesus comes, he's not only going to redeem us, he's going to redeem the whole creation. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. A missionary was telling us that in Africa, there were some tourists that had gone to a national park, and there were some lions there. And one of these guys walked over and leaned on the lion so the guy could take his picture. Well, Leo woke up hungry. He killed that fella. And then he chased the guy with the camera down and killed him. What was he thinking? This is not Disneyland. Amen. But you know, when we're redeemed, Leo is going to lose his appetite for flesh. Because the Bible says that the lion and the lamb shall lay down together. It said that the child can play with a snake and not get bit. Everything in nature that now has a violent nature, it's going to all change back. God's going to redeem the creation. And that's why these creatures are singing their song, or are saying their song, maybe I should say, at this point. It talks about these, they had these wings and they're flying back and forth. And the Bible says they rest not night and day. And this is what they're saying. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And they're just saying this. Now, are they singing? I don't know if they're singing. But it's like a song. Amen. The way they sing, or the way they repeat over and over these beautiful words. And at the same time, the Bible said that there were these 24 elders there that represent the redeemed. And each one of them had a golden crown on his head. And the Bible says that each one of those 24, they get up and they take that crown off of their heads, and they throw it down at the feet of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And then, I know one thing for sure, they start singing. Now this time, I know it's a song. And they sing, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. And we still sing that today. Amen. I love to sing that song. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory. Glory and honor. Glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created. All things hast created. Thou hast created all things, and for Thy glory they are created. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Amen. Choir practice here, because we're going to be singing it up there. Amen. Praise the Lord. So get ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Revelation chapter 5. They're singing again. Praise the Lord. Amen. Revelation chapter 5, verse 6. And John sees this vision. Again, he sees the four beasts. He sees the elders. And they're standing before the Lamb. Amen. Here's the beautiful story. Chapter 5 is the redemption. Because God is on the throne, and he's got this book of redemption in his hand. And it's sealed. And nobody can open it because it's sealed. And on the back of it were the qualifications of the individual that could open it. Nobody could open it unless they met all the qualifications. And the Bible says they looked all over and they couldn't find anybody that was worthy to open the book. And everybody started crying because nobody could open the book until suddenly there came the Lamb that was slain. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus was standing there and he took the book. Amen. And he was ready to open the book. And that's what the rest of Revelation is about, is the opening of the book. Amen. And so he takes the book. Amen. And then because he takes the book, they begin to sing. Hallelujah. The angels say, I don't know if they sing, but they say, and the beasts say, and the 24 elders sing. Amen. And so let's look at some of the songs that they're singing in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so he comes and the Lamb takes the book. And it says the 24 elders fall down. Verse number 8, chapter 5. Fall down before the Lamb, each one of them having harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Amen. You know what you're going to do with your prayers? Amen. When you get there, they're going to be in a golden vial. A golden bowl. Amen. And just like the priest of the Old Testament, when he took those prayers into the temple and before the very mercy seat of God. Amen. We're going to have our prayers there. And I promise you, every one of them is going to be answered. Hallelujah. Amen. It's all going to be there. And they had harps. So we've got praise and we've got prayer. Amen. Before the throne of the Almighty God. Amen. And then the Bible says, verse 9, and they sung a new song. Everybody say a new song. A new song. Praise the Lord. This is a new song. And the song said, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Listen to the beauty of those of the words. He said, you're worthy. You're worthy to open the book. Amen. Because you have redeemed us. Hallelujah. Bought us back. That's what the word redeemed means. And they said, redeemed us to God by your blood. By your very own blood. Amen. And listen, he said, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Amen. If you got prejudice tonight, racial prejudice, you better get rid of it. Amen. Because there's not going to be a heaven for white people, and one for black people, and one for oriental people. There's going to be one heaven for everybody. Amen. And if you can't get along with them here, you can't get along with them there. And if you look down on them here, you're not going to be looking down on them up there. Because chances are you ain't going. Amen. Praise God. I know you said, well, Brother Grissom, that's not the way I was brought up. Then you were brought up wrong. If you were brought up to have hatred in your heart against anybody as a Christian, it's wrong. It's wrong. Amen. Praise God. It's wrong. Praise the Lord. A lot of the reason we're still having a lot of strife is because of that very reason. Amen. Now, I know it's a two-sided story. I understand that. Amen. But we can't have, there's not going to be, there's one church. There's one church. Praise God. Now, I can understand people going to a church where they feel more comfortable in a certain culture. Understand that. Amen. But I think every church ought to be open to everybody, regardless of their language and regardless of their culture and regardless of their color. Amen. Praise God. We got to learn. What is that song? We really believe that song that said, makes us love everybody. We really believe that? Or do you just mean everybody the same color? Amen. Amen. What's that song that Jesus loves the little children? All the little children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, mix them up and watch them fight. That's probably a lot more true. But that's not the way it goes, is it? They are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Amen. Praise. He saved every color. He saved every language. He saved every nation. He saved everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. And has made us unto our God kings and priests. Wow. Amen. Do I look kingly? Amen. Priestly? Hallelujah. Working on it. Amen. And then he said, and we shall reign on the earth. Now, I don't know what you think heaven's going to be. Floating around on clouds eating grapes. Fishing in the crystal sea. What are you going to catch? Crystals? I don't know what you think heaven's going to be. But you know what? The Bible said we're going to reign with Him. We're going to be working. Him working? Man, you mean I got to work in heaven? Apparently. So I guess if you're lazy, you're not going to go. If you're too lazy to work here, you may not make it there. Amen. Boy, I'm getting all kinds of messages here tonight, aren't I? I better hush and just stay with these songs. Amen. Hallelujah. And then he says, I heard the voice of angels round about the throne. And he talks about the number of these angels. He said it was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. I don't know how many that is. That's a lot of angels. The Bible says it's an innumerable company. It was angels as far as the eye could see. An innumerable host. Praise God. And listen, verse 12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I notice a little difference in the song of the redeemed and the saying of the angels. The song of the redeemed is, it's actually speaking to the Lord. The song of the angels is speaking about the Lord. They are singing about Him, but the church is singing to Him. Now, there's a difference, isn't it? You know, that I like, we say it this way. A lot of our songs are vertical songs, and that's what they are. They're songs of testimony, and they're songs about the Lord. And then there are songs those are horizontal songs, I'm sorry. Horizontal songs, and then we have vertical songs that are songs to the Lord. Now, I love vertical songs. I love You, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship You, oh my soul, rejoice. You see, that's sung to the Lord. So there are vertical songs we sing to the Lord, and there are horizontal songs we sing about the Lord. And both of them are okay. But I think that we need to sing more vertical songs. Hallelujah. I mean, you can really get in them vertical songs when you're singing to the Lord. And I oftentimes take a horizontal song and I make it a vertical song by just changing a few words. You can do that, you know. I take a lot of liberty. Now, songwriters may not like that, but I'm not singing to them anyway. Amen. So if I think a word fits better, I just change it. Amen. And don't tell songwriters I do that. They might get me. They're not here anyways. But vertical songs are beautiful. And that's the difference. See, in heaven, the angels are speaking a horizontal song, but the saints are singing a vertical song. They're singing to the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And then all the creatures, the Bible said, listen, verse 13, and every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as in the sea and all them that are in them heard I sing. Now, I don't know, are birds going to sing this? Are fish going to say this? It says, every creature Amen. I know my dog can talk. Do you have an animal? Can it talk to you? Yeah, they can talk. Amen. they can talk. Our little old dog's blind, bless her heart. And she'll be walking through the house and she'll run right into you. And then she'll get mad. And she will tell you off royally. Even though she ran into you, doesn't make any difference. You know she's blind. Get out of the way. So animals are interested. They somehow they seem to have the ability to communicate. And they can understand your words sometimes. When you say, are you hungry? You want to eat? Yeah, they head for the bowl. That's right. They know they can communicate somehow. So I don't know exactly how this is going to happen, but there is a song that all creation sings. I know a donkey talked one time. I know it did. So I don't know exactly how this is going to happen, but verse 13 talks about their song. It says, I heard them, and they're saying, they're not singing, they're saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the 24 beasts said, Amen, hallelujah. And the 24 elders fall down, worship him that liveth forever and ever. Amen. So heaven is filled with songs and sayings, doxologies that glorify God. Amen. Revelation 7 and 12 is another doxology saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. In Revelation chapter 15, there's another song here. The Bible talks about that they're singing the song of Moses. We sang the song of Moses a minute ago. The song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of the saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Praise the Lord. There's going to be a lot of singing in heaven. Amen. I don't know what's going to happen to these word people. Some people I don't like the singing, but I get into the word. I just like the deep. Praise God. Just the word. Amen. I like the word too. Love the word. Amen. But I like to sing too. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's full of it. Full of words. Full of songs. Amen. Praise God. Well, you know, in heaven, there's not, as far as I know, there's not going to be any preaching. Going to be a lot of singing. I don't know about preaching. Well, what are we going to do, brother? We're already saved. Relax. Amen. Praise the Lord. When the battle's over, we shall wear the crown. Amen. We're going to be able just to go there and enjoy the presence of the Lord. I think there's going to be specials in heaven. I know there's going to be one. Revelation chapter 14, verse 3. It talks about the 144,000 that had the Father's name written in their foreheads. And verse number 3, it says, And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. Now listen, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed. They had a song that nobody else could sing. Now, that's why I think angels don't sing, is because angels have never been redeemed. Now, they may sing the song of creation, and they may just sing about God's glory. I don't know. But they can't sing about redemption because angels have never been redeemed. Amen. But you know what? We can sing about redemption tonight. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to Him I now resign. I have been redeemed. Hallelujah. We can sing that song because we've been redeemed tonight. Hallelujah. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Amen. We can sing songs tonight that others just cannot sing. Let's stand together. Thank you for your time tonight and your kind attention. Amen. Songs of heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Job had a song. Job had a song that not everybody can sing. At least not all of it. Amen. Praise God. Job's song went like this. It said, "The Lord giveth." Everybody likes that part of the song. If we can all sing that, let's everybody sing, "The Lord giveth." Wasn't that good? Now here's the second part of that song. "And the Lord taketh away." Uh-oh, I lost somebody.
Well, that's right.
"The Lord giveth," and everybody said amen. "And the Lord taketh away." Uh-oh. And then even fewer people sing this after the second part. That's when just about everybody drops out. But there's a few folks that sing the third verse. Amen. "But blessed be the name of the Lord." Amen. You see, not everybody can sing that song. Praise God. Everybody sings verse 1? A whole bunch drop out on verse 2. But only those that hang through verse 2 get to sing verse 3. Amen. Praise God. It's important today that we learn to love the songs of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I know that music changes. I would venture to say tonight that most of you that are here tonight did not really enjoy the songs that your parents loved as much as they did. And some of your parents didn't like the music that you listened to. Amen. My dad loved the Chuck Wagon Gang. I like the Chuck Wagon Gang okay, but they're not my very favorite. They're okay. I'd listen to Chuck Wagon Gang. But that wasn't my very favorite group. Amen. And I like the Happy Goodman family. Amen. Because they were happy. I like to watch old Howard hover over that kid like he's going to break it in pieces. And then gently start tickling the ivories. Amen. I like that. Praise God. I like Lanny Wolf songs. I did. I like Jaron Davis songs. I like Dan Dean songs. Amen. I do. I like Randy Phillips songs. And you see, that's a wide variety. All kinds of songs. Amen. And so what we have to do, folks, is we can't just get locked into just what we like. Because I can promise you, your children are going to like something a little different than what you like. But just because it's different doesn't mean it's wrong. Just because it's different. Now there are some music that's flat out wrong. That is true. I'm not defending wrong songs.
Amen.
But just because a little different doesn't automatically mean it's not a good song. But if you give me a song, you know, songs that last are songs that talk about the name, and they talk about the blood, and they talk about the Holy Ghost. And those are going to be around. Do you know what the most recorded song in all of history is? Of all of time. The very most recorded song. This is talking about worldly songs. The song that sold the most copies of all songs is White Christmas, sung by Bing Crosby. But you know, there's a song that has been recorded more than that one. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. But now
I'm found.
Was blind,
but now
I see. Through many dangers, toils and
already
come. 'Twas grace that brought me
safe
thus far, and grace will lead me. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved.
That grace
appeared
the that song has been recorded more than 6,000 times. Amen. Praise God. And it's an old song. And it's been around. It's lasted through all of these
years, and it's going to keep on lasting for a lot longer. Amen. Praise God. And the words came from a man that, my, he went way down before he come back up. John Newton got into the slave business, selling humans as merchandise. Far, far down. But in his wretchedness and his misery, God found him and saved him. And he penned the words, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound of saving a wretch like me." Amen. Praise God. Aren't you thankful tonight for God's grace? Aren't you glad that you got a song? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for a song. Amen. Thank you so much tonight. Praise the Lord. I know that there's something special about it. In my life, I don't know how it works for you, but I've been amazed at times when my heart was broken and I didn't understand why there was this song that just kept coming up. And my mind is saying, you shouldn't be singing at a time like this. But my soul didn't know any better. And the Holy Ghost didn't know any better. So he said, "Son, go ahead and sing. It's all right. Just go ahead and sing." Praise God. Hallelujah. If you cry, that's okay. Go ahead and sing through your tears. If your voice cracks a little bit, that's all right. Just go ahead and sing. Amen. Just about a year ago, we were sitting in the hospital room. My little brother was getting ready to make his exit. And Rachel and Cherie and I just started singing. Amen. The nurses came in a little while and they started singing. And some of the family started singing. Amen. While we were singing, holding his hand. Amen. I felt one last grasp as he squeezed my hand, and then he relaxed and just went on to be with the Lord. Amen. He left singing here and I think maybe went to some singing there. I don't know. Praise God. But God's song. Amen. It's a big part of us, folks. Don't lose your song. Don't lose your song. Amen. God bless you. Jesus, we're thankful tonight for this life. We're thankful for this life. And we're thankful for the life that is to come. And I pray tonight, Lord, that you help us each to leave this house with a song. And wake in the morning with a song. And all through the day, give us a song. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. A song that's like no other. In Jesus' name, we thank you tonight and give you praise. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Greet one another in the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for your song.